Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1st and 2nd Peter, Week 2, The Economy of God in 1st and 2nd Peter. Friday, Suggested Verses, 1st Peter 3:3-4. Let your adoring not be the outward plaiting of hair and putting on of gold or clothing with garments, but the hidden man of the heart in the incorruptible adornment of a meek and quiet spirit, which is very costly in the sight of God. 1 Peter 4:14. If you are approached in the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rest upon you. 1 Peter 1:11-23. Searching into what time or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ in them was making clear, testifying beforehand of the sufferings of Christ and the glories after these. Having been regenerated, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, through the living and abiding Word of God. 1 Peter 2:2-3:5-9. As newborn babes long for the guileless milk of the Word, in order that by it ye may grow unto salvation, if you have tasted that the Lord is good, you yourself also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, into a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people acquired for a possession, so that you may tell out the virtues of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Suggested reading. Peter unveils that the triune God is our portion. This fact is indicated by the word partakers in 2 Peter 1:4. According to this verse, we have become partakers of the divine nature. This indicates that the triune God is now our portion. If God were not our portion, we could not partake of His nature. In his writings, Peter also reveals the way for us to partake of the triune God as our portion. The way involves the hidden man of the heart, and this hidden man is our spirit. In his epistles, Paul has much to say concerning our spirit, but he does not use the expression the hidden man of the heart. This hidden man, our human spirit, is the means by which we enjoy the triune God as our portion. Although Peter speaks of God's spirit only a few times, his terminology is marvelous. In 1 Peter 4:14, he says, if you are approached in the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rest upon you. The Spirit of glory is the Spirit of God. Peter also speaks concerning the Spirit of Christ. Our human spirit as a hidden man of the heart, and God's Spirit as the Spirit of glory and as the Spirit of Christ, are the means for us to partake of God as our portion. We pointed out that the epistles of Peter are on the subject of God's government, in particular on God's governmental dealings through judgment. This is a central subject of these two books. Nevertheless, the structure of 1st and 2nd Peter is the triune God, who has been processed to become our portion so that we may participate in Him, partake of Him, and enjoy Him through His Spirit, who is the Spirit of Christ, in the Spirit of glory, and by the exercise of our spirit. I encourage you to study all the details in the epistles of Peter. However, as you study these details, do not be distracted from the central thought and the basic structure of God's holy writings in general, and the epistle Peter in particular. The basic structure is a triune God who has been processed to become our all-inclusive portion. We enjoy Him by exercising our spirit to cooperate with and respond to the divine spirit. We should never forget this basic structure or be distracted from it. If we hold firmly to the basic thought and the basic structure as we study all the other points in the writings of Peter, we shall be enriched and we shall experience the triune God in a very rich, absolute, and detailed way. The three epistles of 1st and 2nd Peter and Jude cover many points, but the basic structure of these epistles is the triune God operating on His elect, that they may be brought into the full enjoyment of the triune God. Both Peter and Jude indicate strongly that the triune God has passed through a process in order to do many things for us and to become everything to us that we may partake of him for our enjoyment. As we study the details of the Epistle of Peter and Jude, we need to remember that all the detailed points help us to solve our problems so that we may be brought back to the enjoyment of the triune God. Therefore, we should not consider the details in a detached way. Every point is a help in solving our problems so that we would not be distracted further from the enjoyment of the triune God, but instead be brought back to this enjoyment.